Sarcophagus of Tamaramun. Of the two sarcophagi specimens, the most interesting is the anthropoid sarcophagus of the woman named Tamaramun, who carries the title of Temple Singer of Amun Karna. This is an internal sarcophagus intended to be in direct contact with the mummy. Sycamore wood, native to Egypt and a plentiful resource, gives a rich polychrome decoration to the outer surface, joined by a simple white plaster coating inside. The face of the deceased, painted in pink with eyes and eyebrows outlined in black, appears beneath a three-part wig. A vulture wingspan frames the head and wig, a frequent female sarcophagy ornamentation. Painted florals adorn the broad usek collar around the shoulders and neck. On the breast below is the goddess Mat, personification of justice and universal order. She sits between a knot, Tiet, symbol of the goddess Isis, and a pillar, Djed, symbol of stability linked to the god Osiris. Two winged figures crowned with sun disks, one with a ram's head and the other a falcon's head, give protection to the deceased. In their claws, they hold rings, shen, symbols of regeneration. This is the depiction of the nocturnal sun and the diurnal sun, respectively, celebrated as the Ra Horakhti. Under the wings of the ram's head on the side panels are two of the four sons of Horus, god of the mummified body organs. Each side follows with Osiris before a serpent, Uraeus, wearing the red crown of Lower Egypt on one and the white crown of Upper Egypt on the other. The Uraeus represents Wadjet, tutelary goddess of Lower Egypt, a cobra spitting flames of fire to protect kings from their enemies. The four sons of Horus appear in uncommon feminine dress so as to identify with the deceased female. Below the winged hawk, Osiris and Thoth lead Tamaramun by hand, and Anubis and Horus follow respectively. These scenes allude to the last judgment of the deceased before passage to the afterlife. The lower part of the sarcophagus at leg level is bipartite and depicts the Abydos fetish with the head of Osiris heralding a crown with double feathers, a winged sun disk, and Uraeus. On the sides, two Ra figures represented as falcons hold scepters, Uas, with their wings in front of the eyes, Ujat, symbols of power and integrity. At the feet is an inscription of protection, flanked by two jackals, Upaut, who unlock the hereafter to the deceased. The hieroglyphs figured on the cover show offering formulas, titles of the deceased, and the names of the deities portrayed in the images. The entire length of the coffin underside shows a painted pillar, Djed, which represents Osiris. Wearing a crown of a sun disk depicted between two ram's horns and topped with double feathers, she holds two flagellums, Nekek, the royal insignia. From her skirt emerge two cobras with sun disks above their heads. With their two eyes and two knife-wielding funerary genii painted on their shoulders, they serve to protect departed.